Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I almost said it's Go Birds Radio. It is not. It is the morning
basically
show.
Basically,
yes. Basic.
From Borgata. Is this a little Eddie Money? Oh, no, Eddie Cochran. Lives his life as Highway, right?
Sounds like Life is
Highway. Well, and then Rascal Flatts.
Oh, Rascal Flatts. Okay.
I was going
to
say.
You had a chance to play Fish this show, and you didn't. I will throw that out there.
Can
Fish
you really
was referenced.
Play have you ever
yes,
played
I
Fish?
I play Fish. You guys
Does
don't
Fish
know
even
it.
Have songs?
I play Fish coming back on Fridays all the time. And Joe, actually, it's one of the few songs Joe waits till the perfect time. Here, like, it doesn't matter. But Tweezer is a song I play coming back all the time.
Is it the song that's like,
It goes, no, it goes like.
That's how all their songs sound, I feel like.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I totally know what song you're talking about.
Well, you know. It's one that there is a clear moment where the rest of the band kicks in and Joe knows exactly to wait for that moment, which is very rare with him.
Does he know it's
Because it's a
Fish?
Great song to come back from break to. I have no idea. Probably not, knowing Joe. But it is a great song to come back from break to. Tweezer slaps. And you know what? I don't have to tell you. I'll let Sean and King of Prussia tell you. Sean, will you just school these people?
Step into the freezer.
That's right, buddy.
It was perfect.
With a tweezer.
Freezer. And yep. Immediately I'm like,
well, so that's why I started playing it. That's why I started playing it on Fridays that you guys had know about. The soundproof freezer thing with Joe back when it used to be. The song is Step Into the Freezer, you know, is Tweezer. So I used to play it leading into Beat the Hammer. I used to play it 7:20 a lot of times. So. Anyway, you've definitely heard it. If I said played it right now, you'd recognize it, Devin. I mean, Dan Wilson continues to just not put it on the air.
It's crazy.
Know, as many times as possible.
Yeah, but he's crushing it as a DJ.
He was. Sean, go ahead.
Well, that was my Goat Fish song. No, just kidding. So, no, but did you guys see when the Eastern Conference Finals MVP got handed out and Tyrese Halliburton like thought it was going to be him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Dude, that's how I just felt about 20 minutes ago when you're like, oh, we got one of the realest ones we know online here. We're going to go to our buddy. And I'm like, Seltzer, you're too kind.
Well, see, hold up. If I were just talking, like, my pals, sure, and not to mention Drew's my pal, too, but I meant more that you don't call Go Birds,
Yeah,
Sean.
You got to start calling
so
Go Birds.
So a real one, just so you know, a real one is a Go Birds caller who calls us on Saturdays. Those are our real ones. So
I woke up, I put the radio on, I thought I slept through a whole day.
No, yeah. That is, yeah, exactly, yeah. So you got to call us on Saturdays more to get real ones, status, Sean. You're my real one, but you got to be a Go Birds real one, you know?
No. Oh. Nice. I'll take it. I'll take your real one anything.
There we go.
So, all right. I'm going to go right to my answer because I got to run here a little bit.
Love it. No problem. That's all we wanted from you anyway.
Yeah. I didn't know Buzz was a judge. I thought I was just three. But I won Taylor for you and Devin. I was going to say the Goat Love song. This must be the place. Got to be the Goat Love song.
Oh, my God. That's not your answer, but I love that answer.
What?
Naive Melody, this must be the place. talking in?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't hear what
home
you said. Sorry, your
is where I want to so be. Lift me up and turn me around.
Go ahead.
No. Emily will kill me if I sing anywhere on the air. She has given me an express written. She doesn't even listen, and she's like, you better not sing on the air. It's not good.
All right, so my goat of goats, it's the goat meal that you can possibly have. It can be different for everybody, but it's mom's home cooking.
Oh, that is a really clever,
very creative.
That's a potential winner. That is a creative answer. Yeah, you know, like you, especially a way to spin something that could
everyone
be controversial.
Loves their own moms.
Yes.
For some reason, I thought he was going to say a hamburger.
That is a good. That's a point.
I'm confused. Why were James and I singled out in the first answer? Was it because he just didn't think that you'd know it?
Because Elliot doesn't know.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
You mean
okay.
Me and you? Yeah, I thought.
No, we were singled out because he knows we've talked about it on the air before.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
come
yeah,
up.
Okay.
He knows that you like that song and I like that song, but he was like, "I want to play to all
no,
the
I'm,
judges."
I'm honored. I just didn't know.
It is.
I mean, it
is one of the great songs. It is literally one of my favorite songs of all time. Mom's Home's Cooking potential winning answer. All right, back to the phones in a sec. Let's get to the window to the weekend.
Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
All right. Well, we've got obviously Phillies Pirates this weekend. Today, a bullpen game. We'll see how that goes. Going to have to score some runs
that
today.
Who's pitching the first? Like, who's the opener?
We don't know yet. They haven't announced
it. Who would
you
guess it would be?
Honestly, after yesterday, I don't know. They had to use so many guys.
Right.
Is it Joe Ross announced? Okay, that would make sense because they didn't use Ross yesterday. Joe Ross makes a ton of sense, and he's someone who can go multiple innings. So that makes sense. Joe Ross makes sense as an over. Could get pretty ugly today on there. But in addition, Stanley Cup finals tonight. Edmonton up 1-0 in the series, game two tonight. And then on Sunday, I don't love that it's Sunday instead of Saturday. It feels like we don't need that extra day. But if you missed it last night, OKC, Indiana, a thrilling game. Indiana down 15 points in the fourth quarter and would end it like this.
Gildas Alexander spins, pulls up, jumper. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Nesmith. The Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls up, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again.
Unbelievable.
Crazy.
Well, honestly,
one of the more memorable
we're good.
One of the more memorable postseason runs a player has had
for
the NBA that I could think of. Just like every time I mean I've watched some of the games too, but like he's just
hitting
shot.
I think for a player who is not a superstar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
For a guy like having a moment, like he is having
having a moment. Yeah, and that was a wild finish again last night. I will say, you know, I know it wasn't a three, but like, where's my bang, Mike Green?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're in that
agreed.
Moment. You don't give me a bang, Mike Green?
I agree.
It'd be like the hammer not giving a bang after a big win. I mean, you gotta do it. And then, again, Phillies this weekend. All right, let's get some more calls. Time's here is coming up. A few. We got to pick a winner. Let's go to Bob and Bensock and Bobby.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What up, Bob?
Listen, I will not accept anything less than a sweep of the Pirates this weekend. I mean, the Pirates stink.
I agree.
They do, and I think you're right in a macro sense. The Phillies should sweep them like they did here. But, you know, the bullpen game today is, today's going to be a tough one to win, Bob.
No, but the Pirates stink. The Pirates stink. We have to sweep this way. We come home next week, home crowd, and then we play a really good Chicago Cubs team, and then we make our statement, I'm getting frustrated, so I need a Pirates sweep this weekend.
I agree. And this is a streaky team, too. Like, you think about what they've – Devin Center update, 6 of 7 they've lost now. Before that, they were playing really well. So I do think the Pirates are a really good opportunity to, like, get things going again. I agree they should sweep them. In baseball, you never know. But, yeah, they go with Pittsburgh. They sweep them. I think they can definitely take some momentum into the next week.
Yeah.
Bobby, you got a go-to-goats for us, my friend?
I do. I have the greatest – liquid substance of all time, and that's water. Water is the basis of life.
Bob, this is a great answer.
In the world.
Bob, honestly, this is Bob. That's a potential winner. It's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. Like,
it is
right.
My favorite drink.
Too. Well, regardless of whether it is or isn't, and that is the blandest take that anyone has ever had in the history of the planet.
My favorite drink.
Like, I would joke about someone being, oh, their favorite drink's water.
Yeah.
Ha. But to Bob's point, like, it is absolutely the goat liquid. It is the most important.
Yeah, without question.
It is.
That is a potential winning answer. I'm just throwing that out there. Some water.
Question if the body's 70% water.
Yeah, luckily we have a pro science panel on the board today, which I appreciate.
So this feels like a Joe callback.
Joe doesn't believe that the body is whatever percent water that it is. But Joe doesn't believe it because
it's just factual.
Because he does. Yeah, it's factual. It's
because
science.
He's like, where is
he's
the
like, where's
water?
The water when I cut myself?
Why doesn't water come out?
Yeah, it is.
Why doesn't
blood?
Water come out when you cut cake?
It is exactly. And so why don't eggs come out when you're cutting cake? It isn't. It is like some of the things. Like
it's
sure, you can like be like. It is it no there's a word for it. It's dumb. It is so unbelievably moronic for someone who is not dumb.
Accept the explanation.
Yes, Joe is not dumb. He is clearly a bright person. Like he has his blind spots, but he's not dumb. It is dumb. Like Joe is being stupid when he does that. That's how I feel about it.
Wow, where are they?
Well,
I
mean,
actually, Joe's
that
is stupid. Honestly, it's like it's so dumb. It makes me angry how dumb it is because he is not dumb and it is so dumb. Like my daughter, who is 6 and graduating kindergarten today, shout out Zoe, would not say something that absolutely moronic. Anything like she's never said anything as stupid as that. That's how dumb.
Well, I'm excited to hear Joe talk about it now. Next time.
I mean, you agree, right? I mean, it's
factually correct.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I feel like this is very cathartic for you, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, because I say it to his face every time. I'm like, you're dumb. That's dumb. Don't do that. It doesn't work. Let's go to Rich and Aston. What up, Rich? Rich.
Hey, man. Great morning. What a great show this morning.
Thanks,
thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks for listening and calling.
My head's exploding. So many things to talk about. Phillies, greatest of all time. So listen, I'm an older guy. Been to every ballpark in the country. And I'm going to tell you that Pittsburgh was one of my greatest disappointments because my expectations were so high. I've been there 3 times, and it was okay. It was
wow. I thought it was beautiful.
Thank you for having the bravery to be honest about this.
I thought it was a great place to watch a ball game.
Division. It's not even the best park in their division.
Well, obviously Wrigley is better, but I don't count Wrigley. Wrigley and Fenway are in its own class. I agree with you. If you're saying what's the best park in baseball, it's Wrigley. I agree with you. I would say Wrigley. Yeah. But if I don't count the old ones, I like PNC.
I'll tell you what, the bank is better than
Bank is great.
Of course it's
better.
It's
up there. It's one of them.
Yeah. All right. So Phillies, they need a right-handed outfielder, center fielder, and that's where they need to go. Let's go, Dombrowski. I wanted to talk about GOAT for a second.
Yes,
I'm an older guy. I understand nice young folks. You're suffering from young folk syndrome. Mm. The question is not, what is the greatest you have ever seen? And what is the greatest right...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, It's the greatest of all time.
I agree with you.
And it's got to be all time. So, like, Andy Cohen is not the greatest of all time.
I agree. I totally disagreed with that when that happened.
To be fair, have you ever seen him do a Vanderpump Rules reunion?
I've seen him. He's not the greatest of all time at any sake.
Agree to disagree.
All right? But let's go with greatest of all time. Ready? Hot dog at a baseball game. Greatest food at a sporting event.
I love that.
Great answer.
I like that.
Now, here's the issue we're having with that, is the song literally says, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks.
Like, true.
So while hot dog is a great one, I feel like it's not the GOAT baseball snack.
I think it probably is, but I don't know if the gap between them is as big as he made it out to be. All right, back to the phones in a minute. Let's see what we do every single day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
What I would like to say is that Time's Yours is brought to you by Xfinity Mobile, sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go. Only from Xfinity Mobile. Wilson, let's see what we got today.
Watching this game for a second time today. And I feel like I still got to throw up every time. Where are the bats? Times are not theirs.
Yeah.
Did he watch that game?
Yeah.
Twice?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, dude. Like,
that's a life choice.
That is. I mean, that's like some Jack Fritz stuff. Don't do that.
ESP's an idiot. Pittsburgh's ballpark is beautiful.
Thank you.
So is the Reds. Just because the teams think. That those teams stink. Doesn't have anything with the ballparks. They're both beautiful ballparks. Moron.
Yeah, you know who stunk? You know who stunk for the majority of their time? The Cubs and Wrigley. So, it's a great ballpark.
I'm going to go ahead and say Chicago's a little more baseball history than Pittsburgh. Like, I can't take a ballpark seriously when they never play big games there.
Well, they used to play. I mean, they have not played many in this ballpark, right. But they have played big games in their history.
I'm saying this ballpark.
So, Ellie, I'm not totally agreeing with you. I'm not saying that PNC is the best, but I am saying, like, the revere it receives.
Yes, it's crazy. So
it's a bit unwarranted.
Maybe it goes over the top. My whole thing with Elliot, and this is my argument with Elliot in so many different avenues, whether we're arguing movies or this, that, I don't think that you can contribute to the conversation unless you've been to the ballpark. My point is Elliot's talking from ignorance. He is saying, I feel that it is this way, but I've never actually been in the ballpark. I feel like he is not allowed to comment.
But my opinion is not based on being there. My opinion is
the whole point I'm making is I've been to the ballpark and sitting there and watching a game there is special. Your opinion is literally invalid.
Is it because it has a good view?
It's because it's awesome. It's the bridges. It's the view, the feel when you're there. You feel like you're very close to the field. Yeah. Like, there's, like, you have to be there for it. I agree. Watching on TV, it's not the greatest ballpark you've ever seen. You have to be there and experience it, and you haven't, so you're...
Maybe one day.
You say doesn't matter.
Maybe one day.
All right, let's do one more, Dan.
Jack is going to sweep Joe in the easiest 5-0 I've ever seen. It's really simple when you come down to it. All right, running. Jack's taller, longer legs, bigger feet, obviously. Got that easily. Baseball, Joe can't even run without pulling a groin. Boom, Jack. Golf swings, ass. Boom, Jack. Tennis, Jack. Basketball, taller, Jack. It's really not a debate. Time's yours, pal.
So I would like to give a little credit here, and I think it is very warranted and just and deserved. I would like to give credit to the three of us for making it this entire show without talking about it. I think the audience wanted it. I think the audience needed a day off. You're very welcome. We'll get back to it next week.
I
think we just need a date at this point.
Yes, and I agree with what you're going to say. The mental edge that Joe has is underrated, I think, at this point. All right, let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's squeeze another real one in. Jeremy in Syracuse. We haven't spoken to you on Saturdays in a while. Jeremy, how you been, buddy?
Hey, hello, Go Birds Morning Show.
Very happy to have another real one in before we get out of here.
I know it's been a minute. I don't usually get to call in on Saturdays because I'm always a little bit busy, but I had to make an exception today.
This will qualify as a real one call in, yeah.
I'll do my best to call in tomorrow. How about that?
I love it.
So, as a hands-up guy, a little inside-the-dugout fact about me, I still consider myself a new Phillies fan, so I'll give you a point. I need you to educate me on if it makes sense at all.
Sure. All right.
Do we expect to see Crawford and Painter in the majors at any point this season?
Painter, absolutely. Painter, yes. Crawford, I think, is a question mark. To the thing we cited before, Jody Mack yesterday brought up on the morning show, there are only four guys starting the season who are 21 years old or younger in all of Major League Baseball. Crawford's 21. He's very young. So I don't know for sure that we'll see Crawford. If I had to bet, I would lean yes over no. But Painter 100% will pitch in the majors this year. Unless he gets hurt.
Yeah, I draw a comparison to it with when Nick Sirianni gave up play calling. Like, I'd rather do it sooner than later, like before the trade deadline, so that we can properly like assess.
Well, and I think that's an interesting angle to it. How badly do you have to trade for a center fielder? I don't know until I know what I have in Justin
Crawford. Yeah, but I also don't think you're going to get that answer.
Well, they also might just know that he's not ready and believe that no matter. Look, he can come up and be good for a week or 2 weeks. They don't trade for somebody, and then he isn't. You know, so yeah.
And if anything, you'll be closer to finding that answer too. Like,
that's true.
Business at that point.
No, that's true. All right, Jerry, you got a answer for us? Try and win these Phil's tickets.
So I had one, but Mike and the other guy in New York stole my answer. Drew in Westchester. But the GOAT of GOATs, one of three seven-time champions whose total win record cannot be broken at any point in the future. 200 wins, seven championships, the GOAT of NASCAR, Richard Petty.
Okay, good answer. I'm going to take your word for it. And I think it
sounds impressive.
Yeah. Is he one of those King guys, right? Isn't his nickname the King, Richard Petty?
Dale Earnhardt?
No, I think it might be Richard Petty. Okay. I'm not sure. Does anyone know? I know there's one of those guys.
Not.
I think it is him. All right, let's turn to. Let's get some answers in. You have a chance. Give us a go-to-goat. Your last chance to get in. So we will decide who will join us next week at the Phillies game. Steve in Williamstown. Stevie, give us a go-to-goat.
Going on, guys. I don't think any GOAT conversation is complete without mentioning Jimi Hendrix.
You did that just for John Ritchie, didn't you?
Damn right.
You're the best, buddy. Great to talk to you, Steve. And look, I think that is a judging panel thing. I doubt that Devin or Elliot is going to go with Jimi Hendrix, but we will find out. Let's talk to Sean in Limerick. Sean, you got an answer for us?
I do. Great show today.
Thanks, Bob.
This guy, when you think of this type of music, there's only really one guy that when you talk about rock bands and musicians, there's all the different types of guys you can go for, but
going
you
MJ.
Think about opera, who do you think of?
Ooh,
Pavarotti.
That is interesting
maestro.
One. Yeah.
I love opera music, and without a doubt, and I like Andrea Bocelli very much.
I think Pavarotti's the dude.
Is the goat of goat. You can't compare it. To me, he's like the Michael Jordan.
No, Sean, that's a great answer. I do think that is
I like the creativity we're getting.
Me too, yeah. All right, Bill in Orlando. Bill, you got an answer?
Hey, penicillin.
What was that? Oh, penicillin. As the goat penicillin. Medicine?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
Ooh. Oh, tough panel.
Yeah.
Right? Because penicillin was pretty important. But interesting one.
One All time right. me and Chris, when we were out to eat, and the waitress was like, are you allergic to anything I should know about? And I said, penicillin.
And she was like, I don't need to know
why?
About that.
Yeah, I did need that information.
That is a tough allergy to have. You'd rather not be allergic to penicillin than be allergic.
How allergic are you? Do you have to
I haven't had it in, I don't know, 20 years.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
how allergic are you?
Yeah.
What level?
I don't
want to
find out.
My friend is allergic to penicillin, and she has to wear bracelets like if she goes to the hospital.
Oh, so I don't.
They have to know not to give that.
I don't do that. Maybe I should start.
You probably
honestly,
you probably should. All right, let's talk to Will. Neil in the Northeast. Neil, you got an answer for us?
Well, first of all, shout out to Devin and Ruben's show, 8 o'clock, and Goldbirds Radio tomorrow at 1 with you.
Thank
and Elliot.
Thank you, Neil. I love it, hyping up the shows. And Neil, you got an answer for us?
Okay, I'll take Bill Russell, 11 NBA titles in 13 years.
It's a good answer. The goat of winning. And Will, our buddy in the Northeast. Will, you got an answer?
Yes, sir. I believe we won't be able to talk about any of these things without this invention, the ball.
Ooh.
The
I think
ball?
The wheel wins is an
important
way more important. I get his point. But all right,
creative.
So we're up again, so we got to make a call pretty quickly here. We have four voters, Dan Wilson, Devin Caney, Elliot Schwartbarks, James Seltzer, in order of age. I just did it there. Youngest to oldest. Mm. Yes, I am by far the oldest. All right, so I think we have those few answers there at the end. I don't think you are. Than Elliot?
We'll break this down off
there. Okay. You're definitely not, though. I mean, Elliot's closer to my age, I think, than yours. Maybe. I'm not sure, though. Either way. I think the top answers, we just had those ones. I think Pavarotti was a good one. I think water as the goat liquid. I think the wheel as the goat invention. I think the lightsaber as the goat fictional weapon.
Ooh, yeah.
I think Phelps. I think mom's home cooking as the goat meal. I think those are probably the ones that stick above.
Props to the audience. Those are all great answers. For me, it's the lightsaber.
I got to go lightsaber.
So I don't know that it is. I get it, but there are other
What fictional weapon is better?
I mean, there's all kinds of. I mean, any like the a transformer is a fictional weapon,
that's not
right?
A weapon.
Of course it is.
It's a person.
What are you talking about? He's got guns. He's got all his stuff on him. Like I'm just saying, I don't think it's a lock that it's a lightsaber. Like I don't know, man. Like water as the goat liquid, like. It is so far and away more important. But everything bases from it. Like, all drinks have water in them. Any sort of liquid you have has water as base. Like, I personally, I'm voting for water. Damn, Wilson, your call.
I was also going to go water. So
we
have a hung jury.
You, right? It is a mess. So we got to bring in our fifth voter. He is sitting right next to me. Fantastic. He hates when I always...
It's a good nickname.
I always like to do that with him. He hates it. Fran, your call. Water or the lightsaber, the goat? Water! We have a winner, Bob in Pensauk in the upset. It was a great answer there.
Shout out to Bob.
I think it's just a better answer. Like the lightsaber is a creative answer too, but water is so dominant. It's the life force. We're dead with it.
I think lightsaber would beat water, but
I think that is a really silly thing to say. Yeah. All right, we got to get out of here. We're way late. Joe and you, I'm sorry. I took longer than I meant to there. That is my fault. For Devin,
it's
for Elliot,
Joe
for Dan
Brooks.
Wilson. Oh, Joe and Broads, yeah. I'm sorry, buddy. That's my bad. I love Broads. Everyone listen. We really appreciate a couple extra minutes. I apologize. Shout out to Fran Rojas on site. Dan Wilson doing a great job back in the studio. Anthony Dorenzo doing a great job here helping us out. Tune in Monday. We'll be back on the morning show on 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.